Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag. Bring.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to broadcast to you once again, live from the hills and the smells of North America. And always, we count it a privilege, a pleasure, and a joy to be able to talk with you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. And we know that we have caught some of you off guard. We know we caught some of you off guard with this new time, but we want to be able to make it appropriate where many of you who have to work tomorrow or get up tomorrow where you can catch at least one episode of Black Power Radio in this prime time slot. And so we rocking and rolling, and we are happy to be able to come to you today in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, one who is 100% black man, a brother who is 100% uncompromising, unflinching, unrelenting, and gave the enemy hell from the cradle to the grave. I'm talking about our big brother and champion. I'm talking about the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we have to, of course, give mention and give thanks for the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the warrior lawyer who is holding the line and trying to pull the dry bones in the valley together to, as it says, make them to stand up as an exceedingly great army. I'm talking about our champion and tiger, the warrior and the lion in the midst of the jungle, giving the roar. And also taking heads in the cause of self-determination and freedom, justice, and equality. Our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Hell, and I have to also give you greetings on behalf of all of the chapters and the membership and those who are holding the line and holding it strong here in the tales and smells of North America. We're called the New Black Panther Party. It's a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. And if you cannot see the beauty in the day, in this hour and in the time that we live in, I'm going to ask you to open up your third eye in this hour. In this hour, you're going to have to open up your third eye. You cannot be caught using your two eyes. If you have two eyes, if you got one eye, using your one eye. You cannot be caught just using your natural physical eyes in this hour. This is an hour that is said to be a great and dreadful day. And so it's good for some and it's dreadful for others. This is an hour, my dear brothers and my sisters, where now you can see what the new Black Panther Party has been pushing you towards all along. You can see now that the hypocrisy, the hypocrisy that is prevalent in higher authorities, quote-unquote higher authorities in this world and in this society, now you can see it plain as day. And now the wool is slowly being pulled and being taken off of our enemies and our open oppressor, and now you're left with a decision to make now. Now you have to make a decision on what you're going to do for yourself and what we're going to do for ourselves as a nation of people who it is clear they have cut off and they have let us go and they have forgotten about the rejected and the despised, the mothers and the fathers of civilization. It is clear now that we are in this battle all by ourselves, and you don't have any crutch to look for outside of the help of the God Almighty in which you believe in, and the help and strength of your ancestors. It's all you got now, and it's a beautiful thing now, because with our back to the wall, now that we have a back to the wall, now you got to come out swinging. It was the Honorable Comrade, Dr. and Minister Huey P. Newton, that told you and taught us why he took that symbol of Panther and took it into Oakland, California. He said he took it into Oakland, California because it represented, he said, the condition and nature that the black man and black woman found ourselves in, that the African man and African woman find themselves in, that us who are in the hells and smells of North America, that we find ourselves in. And so now he said that once the Panther's back was to the wall, well, that Panther would have to come out and swing on you. It would have to come out and annihilate you and annihilate anything in the pathway of progress. And so now this is the condition that the black man and black woman, that the African man and African woman, the indigenous man and indigenous woman, this is the condition that we now find ourselves in, that our back is to the wall, that things are getting tight, and it's getting tighter and tighter as the days go by, that now that the jobs have all but dried up in most cases, and now that many opportunities that we have put our faith and our trust in have all but dried up, now you have to look to yourself. And so this is what we call it Kujichagulia. We call it self-determination. We call it picking yourself up by the bootstraps. Picking yourself up by the bootstraps and doing something for yourself. I got to say it to you. In the spirit of the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, we got to do something for ourselves. We must have a land of our own. We must have a nation of our own. We must have black laws for all black people. We must now begin to decide today what kind of nation we're going to have. You got to already decide today what kind of part you're going to play in the nation that you're going to live in. Because as Minister Malcolm X had already told you years ago, that, hell, just because you put kittens in an oven that don't make them biscuits, and just because we were raised up on this soil, we have not enjoyed the rights of a so-called citizen of this nation. We're talking today on Black Power Radio, and we're pushing towards a national day of action and unity. Let me correct that, though. A national and international day of action and unity. It's not just us here in North America, but we expect to have those in South America. We expect to have those in the Caribbean. We expect to have those in France and London, England, and other parts of England. We expect to have you in Canada and other areas. We expect you to stand up in this hour. April the 23rd is our day to draw our line in the sand. And so tonight, or rather right now, we want to have an open forum town hall discussion with you brothers and sisters. We want to invite you brothers and sisters in on this topic, because let me be clear, and let me say this on the behalf of our national chairman that he has made every painstaking thing he could do to make sure that it did not say that he was at the head of this. He has done it. He has taken every precaution to make it known that this is not some kind of backdoor thing to recruit members for the new Black Panther Party. We are not that shallow, black man and black woman in my family. We are interested in a mass movement that is designed to move our people up out of the condition that we now find ourselves in. We are determined to make a mass movement for vindication for Oscar Grant, for vindication of Frederick Carter, for vindication for Ayanna Jones, for vindication for all of those who we have lost and the transatlantic slave trade and the African Holocaust, the Maya. We are determined to make a mass movement. And regardless to what your affiliation is, regardless to what your background is, regardless to even really in some cases how you feel about the situation, we got to get about this situation that we in. Hell, we have to make a move. As I said in the last broadcast, and as we said in the last broadcast, really it's either now or never. I mean, that's the real sentiment. That's the real sentiment that's going on around the world. It's either now or never. Either we make this move right now in whatever city that you're in. Either we make this move right now or you can sentence yourself to death, black man and black woman and my family. Either we organize now and unify now and push now and build now and take back and black what's ours now and do what we got to do right now, or you can kiss your future goodbye. Let me just say it plain, because the oppressors that oppress us in this land, they have been doing this for a long time, and they have learned how to master oppression and oppressive forces, and they've learned how to rail that against us generation after generation. And as crazy as it is, as sad as it is, your and my people, as much as we have suffered and as much as we have been through and as much as we have undergone in the hells and smells of North America, we have never had complete black power in the hells of North America and really throughout the world, and at least in the last 6,000 years. As long as there has been an open enemy and opposer and oppressor that we have had to deal with, that we have had to be educated by and have been tricked by and mentally robbed and destroyed by, we have not had complete black power. We marvel at the works of Kemet and Nubia and Kush and other areas that was our throne and our African glory. We marvel at that. But do you understand, my dear brother and sister, that if we were in our original state left alone and unhindered, that we could do greater works than that which our forefathers had did before us? We could do that, but we have not made the advance that we need to make, because we have been robbed of our names, our language, our culture, our folkways, our foreways, our norms, and robbed of the very power of our own being. We have been robbed of everything that made us independent and great and divine. All of it was taken from us and whitewashed. It was our libraries that were robbed and burned to the ground. It was our monuments that the noses were knocked off and the African or black features were destroyed and carved out and knocked off. It was our schools where the education was misrepresented and everything that gave us a history and herstory and a guideline of how we're supposed to act and move today, all of that was destroyed and taken from us and replaced by stories of the founding fathers and Christopher Columbus and all kind of whitewashed lies. And so we find ourselves in 2011 behind enemy lines. I'm going to say that again. We find ourselves in 2011 behind enemy lines and behind the times. And now there's a clamor going on around the world that is demanding of change. You saw it pick up in Kemet, as we call it, in Egypt, as the Greeks call it, you saw it pick up. You saw it pick up in Bahrain. You saw it pick up in other areas, and now you're seeing it pick up here in the United States of America. You're seeing it pick up now. So the question we got to ask, family, is what will we do in this hour? Will we be found sitting at home while those who are making their word bond, they're out there for the liberation of our people, they're mentoring the youth, they're educating the babies, they're working on building schools and the free medical clinics and fixing the houses and taking the land and doing what they got to do? Will you be found sitting at home watching TV and soap operas and reality television and all kind of other pacifiers while your open enemy works to take the land and take the world right from under your feet and maintain and keep the world from being in your grasp? Will you sit at home? We declare that April the 23rd is our drawing of the line in the sand. April the 23rd, we don't want this to just to be some kind of marching gathering where everybody shows up and marches and rallies and, you know what I mean, and does this and that and goes home. Oh, no, sir, and no, ma'am. April the 23rd is that day where it's just like when you're fighting a bully. You say, okay, knock it off my shoulder and see what happens. April the 23rd is that day where, as our national chairman has told us, that we have to expose the contradictions in the spirit of the Honorable Comrade Huey P. Newton. April the 23rd is the day where we decide to show the hypocrisy of America. They're talking about what type of brutal dictator they say Gaddafi is, but can you imagine now if you begin to rise up for yours, you think they're going to be sweet with you? You think they're going to be nice with you? You think it's going to be all rosy and rose petals and lovely with you when you finally decide to say, I'm not going to be a slave anymore, but I'm going to stand up as a free and liberated black man and black woman and go for what's mine? It's always all good when you're doing what the white man wants you to do and what the white power structure wants you to do, and the white man's quarterback, the Negro. It's all good when you're doing what they want you to do. But the moment you decide that you want to be free and you want to be independent and you don't want to be shackled anymore, mentally or physically, that's when you come into contact with a real brute beast. And see, this is the kind of move that we have to make, brother and sister, as we open up these lines and we bring on our national chairman and those that are coming on, the activists from across the country and across the globe. These are the kind of moves that must be made in order to free a man like Mumia Abu-Jamal. These are the moves that must be made to free those who are locked down, captive behind enemy lines. You cannot wait for a benevolent judge somewhere to say they're going to free your sons or your daughters of the political prisons that are locked down behind enemy lines. Comrade Sister Asada Shakur was not free like that. She was not let go by some benevolent judge. They were looking to give her more time. And in fact, about it, when she was liberated from the concentration camp, them bastards, and some even in Ku Klux Klan robes, put a $1 million bounty on her head. And it stands today, right now, as we talk in 2011. So they're not interested in the freedom for political prisoners. They're not interested in you having a nation in the land of your own. They don't want to see black people rise to our full potential and our full greatness. They're comfortable keeping us in the position and condition that we're in. And they're happy we're in that position and condition. And you can see it plain as day in blackface, which is really a white face, right now at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So we got to talk, my family. We got to talk today. And we have to hear from you. And we have to find out what it is that you would like to see happen on April the 23rd and what you would like to see happen past April the 23rd. I want to give out the number for all of the listeners that are there. The number is 646-478-4447. Again, that's 646-478-4447. You come in and hit that number one. Your mic comes open. We got to talk. It's not about Brother Sean Kwali. It's about you and it's about us. It's about our babies and about our future. I want to know what's on the minds and hearts of the people. I want to know what's going on in your city. Have we forgot about Brother Frederick Carter? Huh? Did you forget about Frederick Carter hanging from a tree or that they sweep that underneath the rug? Did you forget about Ayanna Jones? Did you forget about Oscar Grant? Did you forget about Alvin Louima? Did you forget about James Byrd and all of those? Did you forget about Sean Bell and Anthony Hill and so many others, Sister Odessa? Did you forget, or did you think that that was just going to go away? You didn't think that the cries of our ancestors would be answered? You didn't think that your personal cries in the hills of North America would be answered? I'm here to tell you, family, your day has come. We're keen now to say that the revolution is coming. No, you can't say the revolution is coming. You got to say the revolution is here. You got to say it's right now. Revolution is complete constructive change, in which Minister Malcolm X explained to you. He said that revolution knows no compromise. It uproots and overturns everything in its pathway of progress. And so, yes, we're happy to say we're taking a revolutionary stance in 2011, where so many are punking out and showing out and giving up and acting like there's nothing to fight for. As you heard, many of you heard on my Facebook page, why I played the video for you of Imam Jamil Alameen, another political prisoner, which we have to have freedom for immediately, where he talked about how most who are in the political world or who have made some kind of gain in the political world that are black, they only give you concessions. That black people have become comfortable and happy with having concessions, but we have not yet went for the full machismo. We have not went for the full plate, the full pie. We have not, many times we can't even picture, some of you cannot even picture being in complete control of your own destiny. This is sad. This is sad. This is a shame and a disgrace that you cannot visualize yourself with your own thoughts, yourself outside of being a number one consumer, your life outside of not being able to mass produce and to reproduce, your life outside of not being able to be involved in true agriculture and machinery farming, your life as an original black man and black woman, your life as a free black man and black woman, your life as an upright, dedicated, true father and true mother, operating off of the laws of Maayat and operating off of the laws of your forefathers and foremothers. You must begin, and we must begin to change our minds about our own selves. For if we beat ourselves in our own mind, if we beat ourselves in our own mind, we have already lost the battle. So we're going to go right to the phone lines now and open these up. Again, the number is 646-478-4447. This is Black Power Radio. We'll take the first caller in the open town hall discussion, 205-201. Your mic is open, Black Power. What are you going to do, National Day of Action?
Yeah, Black Power, bro. I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Black Power. What's going on, my brother?
Black Power, bro. Yo, really, it's like I tell people, like I had to go out into the community early. And I had heard, like, caught a glimpse, like, of one story where a guy had got killed. His mom got shot in the arm. He died. She survived. So I had went over there, you know what I'm saying, to talk. And I talked to people in the community because I didn't know where exactly was at. And I happened to, some said stop. And I stopped because there was a family sitting on the porch. And then they said, well, this is the house. This is the place it happened. I went to talk to them. I talked to other people. We are at war. And it is a concerted effort to kill and annihilate us because of the trajectory of injustice that have been committed upon the masses of the people down throughout the annals of history. And they have maneuvered and changed the methods and the ways in which they carry out the effort of genocide. The same effort that Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and different entities in the government had in the past. Then they went up here in the South to Jim Crow. And then when that became unpopular, then they changed the ways again. and now we are divided and killing one another. We are being imprisoned at alarming rates. We are, our families are fragmented. We, as a community and as a family, as a collectively whole, we are dying. And we have to unite. You know, it's unite or die.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you this. What plans do you have for April the 23rd? What would you like to see happen past April the 23rd?
Well, what I would like to see happen here in Birmingham, Alabama, I mean, it's difficult because majority of the people here are still on a Southern mindset. And the majority of the people, the kids and the youth and the dysfunctionary, because they haven't been properly taught, not being educated. You know what I'm saying? They had to educate themselves within the world, but as youth and as people here, they are not, I mean, they're geared to it, but they don't want to accept it and deal with it in that way to the concept of black power and liberation through revolutionary means. They would rather say, turn the other cheek and love your enemies and wait. And then Jesus would come, and when I was younger, I was in that mindset. So on that day, unfortunately, a unit, a group of people come in to actually participate, like getting out into the community, I'd be in Atlanta on that day.
Well, I say this, and I've been saying this, that hell, if you got to be a one man army on April the 23rd, that's just what you got to do, bro. I mean, hell, it don't take nothing. To go down somewhere and at least grab a bullhorn, and as our national chairman say, and get a milk crate and let it be known. If that's all we got, I'm going to give you
In response to that, I don't use no bullhorn. I go out into the community where it's at, face to face, no matter how many, no matter what, and right there and explain it and tell it and proclaim it and try. But then when it comes down to it here, because corruption within the police department and they compliance in situations in a trajectory, because they done killed folks, shot folks in the back, walked away, raped women, raped young black women, the police here in Birmingham been arrested, all kind of stuff. Getting guns, putting guns back on the street, everything, killing folks, having people killed, and the spirit of fear is so deeply ingrained that when they take that final step, they won't do it for some reason.
Scared.
And I'm willing. I done did it, and I'm going to continue to do it.
My thing is,
like, in participating in an event like this, when the police come in that day, and then I said this to Lion, then who going to be there to protect the rights and to make sure that it don't be, you know what I'm saying? Are we really that to go forth? Because y'all are not here, and I'm here.
Well, I'll say this on that, brother, that we got a little over 30 days. And I'm telling you this, that it's enough. There's enough time, and I know there's enough dissatisfied in Birmingham, Alabama. I mean, come on, we're talking some Birmingham, deep south. I know there's enough that are dissatisfied in Birmingham that you can muster up and get to roll with you there in Birmingham. Like, I know it is. And like I say, I think you got my number, so hell, let's organize that together, because you don't have to go out there by yourself in no Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, is this number right here, is this your number, or is this what?
You can text at 502-299. This is for anybody. 502-299. 502. You got
number,
that one?
Yeah, that's a number that's utilized. A number that's used as a collective, and then they go in, you know what I'm saying, to check the message and stuff like that, you know, very people.
No. That's cool. You gonna get me straight up on that number if you got that 502.
Okay, well, I'll call you that number then.
You got that 502, Black.
I texted. I had been texted a long time ago and said I wanted to register Birmingham, but then, you know what I'm saying, yeah, sister, Amir, I think that's her name.
All right, well, we up and rolling now, so whatever was then was there. But I'm telling you this straight, Black. We got your back, and we're going to do everything to make it successful. No excuses. And we already know for you and other cities that are listening, we already got a standard flyer that's out, ready to roll. We got press releases. If you need press releases, we got that for you, Black man. So whatever we can do to help, we're going to make it successful. That's word bomb.
Okay, one more question.
Go right ahead.
Because the number of injustices and stuff that have occurred and will continue to occur, when can I expect, like, Ashley, for to be able to bring members of the party here to organize something here to come to this city? Because most people be going to cities, but then they really overlook Birmingham. They go to Memphis and Atlanta, but they go around it for some reason.
You're saying straight up you want to make a strong stance in Birmingham. Well, that's another thing we can definitely and we will talk about. Let's talk about it off of the air, because I don't want to take it away from the April the 23rd in particular. But that's done. Just say that. That's done. But if you got my numbers, you got that 502, you know what I mean, then just hit me on that direct. And we'll talk off of the air on that, because we can't go over everything on the radio like that. You know, it ain't just family.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why I ain't saying anything specific about no details or in-depth conversation about what I'm talking about. I'm just addressing, saying what everybody say about the issue. But what I'm also talking about underlying and underneath all that is that the urgency of the moment, the crisis of the moment for action. See, I'm not expressing because, you know, you can't do that because you got all type of people listening and monitoring your conversation. I understand that. I'm not, you know, I know.
Right, so hit me up, man. Hit me up, and then like I say, we can also email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. There's enough avenues. You got my Facebook, Sean Qualley on Facebook. That's enough to contact me, man. We're not going to leave you in the lurch, huh?
Yeah, and even in texting and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I'll text. Like, if I don't, you know, I'll call the number, right? But if I don't get no voice or nothing like that and I don't talk to nobody, it's like on a certain, it's like I'm talking now, then I'm going to say it like on a recorded voice, because they be coming back, especially in Birmingham, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that. We just got to bear with us. We all tied to the max and busy to the max, but listen, got your back. Just believe me when I say that. You are not going to fail on April the 23rd. Birmingham going to stand up. Anybody that's around that area in Birmingham, Alabama, you email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com so we can link you up with the brother there in Birmingham and stand you up with him, and y'all make a black united front on April the 23rd. Fair enough.
Man, one final question, right?
Yes, sir.
Is this right here, because I want to give my phone number, this air where other people can hear the phone number in case there are other people that's around the area that might
want to. Yeah, go right ahead. You can give it out.
It's 205, air code 205-201-9059. Area code 205-201-9059. That's in Birmingham, Alabama. If there's anybody
give your name again.
My name on Facebook is Marcus Lipsy. It's Malik after that. My family on Facebook, basically, you know what I'm saying? I care, but I'm going to change my name, but it's a process, and then going through confusing a lot of people's mind on Facebook, I just put my name back to my original name and, you know, included my, what everybody just called me, because I don't use my slave name no more, right?
Got you. Black power, brother.
Straight unity to everybody out there. Y'all be strong, my bro.
Hey, man, we got you, man. We riding with you, comrade. That's Birmingham, Alabama, standing up, letting you be known that, hell, if he got to just go out there and kick over the damn trash can, he going to do that. But we don't want him out there by himself if it ain't necessary. Roll with him. If you're anywhere around Birmingham on that day or before that day, we got to link up. We got to start using these Facebooks and start using these Facebooks and start using these Twitter capabilities and all this to do more than chitter-chatter. We got to start networking and getting together off the air and off of these networks. Let's go to the next call, 757-971. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. What are your thoughts, National Day of Action? What can we do to uplift the black community, Black Power?
Let me see your phone.
Black Power, 757. Go right ahead, your mic's open.
Yeah, this is Brother King Born calling from Virginia, bro. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, freedom or death. What's going on, King Born?
Well, Friday, we are getting together to plan what's going to actually happen that day. We got brothers from the Nation of Islam, brothers from the Moore Science Temple of America, and I also reached out to some of my gang-banging brothers. But what I'm looking forward to that day is showing a unified front, a strong presence to our oppressors for us to be able to put down our wants and demands, and at the same time for our youth to be able to see something positive and stronger than what they are, give them a future to look forward to. Give them a reason to have more integrity, and also to be able to put little jewels in their head for them doing what they're doing, the way they spend that money, to spend it in a more wise way, to be able to invest and ourselves and bring our communities back to the way it was as far as cleaning up, to the point where we could tell the police that we don't need their presence no more. And when they look and see organized brothers, it's no need to come around. Our neighborhood is clean. Our pants is pulled up. We're not hustling in front of the old lady's house no more type deal, and we controlling our own money. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen because, like I say, a meeting's coming with the organizations, different members from the organizations, to put together a time and place and actually the wants and demands of each organization, so we have one the agenda instead of each organization, you know, wanting this and this one wanting that. We want a unified agenda and letting them know that we're here, and put that line in the sand and have a list of demands and have some repercussions with that. But the biggest thing is for the youth, because the youth need that. Right now they don't have nothing, man, to really look forward to. So I'm looking forward to that day, man, April 23rd. So
man,
we down here.
Tell the people again, in case they didn't hear you, what city you in, and give them a way to contact you with those organizing there in your city.
I'm in Virginia, Portsmouth, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach, all in the Hampton Roads area, all the way to Richmond. I'm King Born, Brother King Born. You can reach me at area code 757-971-8142. That's area code 757-971-8142. Black Power, bro. I love you for what you're doing.
Black Power. Love you too, Brother King Born. In case y'all didn't catch that, my brother's right there, 757-971-8142. If you're there in that Virginia area, organize, man. Organize, organize, organize. Kwame Ture already told us. Let's keep it moving. 205-253, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. What's happening for your National Day of Action? Talk to us. 205, your mic's open. 205-253, National Day of Action. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Jermaine Bailey, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Jermaine.
I just wanted to let the brother know for Birmingham that I am here. I was on the phone with him, that's why, because I heard him call his number out. So as soon as he did that, I called him. I'm linking up with him. We're going to try to meet tomorrow. We're going to try to make this event successful.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm just that's what I'm talking about, networking. That's what I'm talking about, networking, y'all. So I ain't even got to stress on it, because I already know Birmingham going to set it off. I heard something about Birmingham moving on some of the crooked pigs that was in your area. I ain't going to give it away yet, but it's about to come.
Yes, sir. So I linked up with him. We're going to meet up tomorrow, and we're going to push from there.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother Jermaine, man, we appreciate you, and thank you for stepping up and letting the comrade know he ain't by himself. We look for a strong showing out of some Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, sir. I'm here to support anything that come our way. I'm here to support it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Strong Black Power to you, brother. Strong Black Power to you. Appreciate you, family.
All right. Black Power.
Black Power, let's keep it rolling. That's Jermaine Bailey. He just let you know. Y'all thought I was playing, see? You thought I was playing when I said there were people in Birmingham, Alabama ready to stand up. That's Jermaine Bailey. He's rolling with the comrades. They're going to do it right. Let's keep it moving. 502-609, you're on the air. Your mic's open. What's your thoughts on National Day of Action? What can we do to raise up and fix up the black community, Black Power?
Black Power, this is Brother Richard.
Black Power, Brother Richard. What's going on, soldier? How you doing?
Man, just trying to hook up with you on the Day of Action, and you know, I got the text, a message, and you know, we was in your text message, you was talking about what we got to do to have our own, and it made me think about the Indians. The Indians have sovereignty in this country because white folks seem how culturally and socially they was inadequate to the new civilization that they was building. And that's something that we can really push for, is for that sovereignty, because it's a group of people, the natives, already received that sovereignty. So, you know, some people may, because I used to be skeptical about it too, so, you know, you may have some other people listening saying, ah, these brothers is crazy, saying they want their own country within a country. The Indians have their own, so why can't we have ours? It's pretty obvious that, you know, we have cultural and social problems probably at a larger magnitude than the natives had. So, you know, just people out there that's listening and really wondering, you know, what we asking for isn't outrageous because some other people have already got it.
So you raise an interesting point. So you saying from your vantage point, you believe that there's skepticism out there to whether if the black man and the black woman can have a nation of our own. Is that what you're saying?
It's plenty of skepticism out there, and it's taught everywhere. It's taught at your work, the place where you work at. It's taught in religious places and religious facilities and centers. And, you know, like we talk about our young people, and the reason why we haven't really stood up is because nobody told us that we could stand up.
And so what can we do? What will be your answer? What's going to be your response and your push? Because you're rolling with me, so I do want to know. What's going to be your response for the April 23rd National and International Day of Action?
I'm a rider, man. So it's that simple with me. It's just our young people are already warriors. They just need to know what they're fighting for. You know, they'll kill each other with a pair of shoes. And if they was trained properly, and if they was raised, just have some love for themselves. I know we already got a nation of warriors out here. We just haven't got together.
That's word to the wise. That's word to the wise. And I do want to say that to all of our brothers and sisters that are involved in the gang life, the street tribe life. Take a good look at what we're organizing in terms of the National Day of Action. You have a strong role to play in the organizational efforts of the upkeep and rebuilding of our community. If any of you are out there that have participated in the destruction of the black community, now is the time to turn that eraser upside down and start erasing some of the damage and undo the damage. That's what made our dear brother, so threatening. That's why Arnold Schwarzenegger had to make sure that he went ahead and killed Stanley Tookie Williams, because he was beginning to read revolutionary books. He was reading George Jackson and Panther Party and on and on. He was reading. And so he began to say that if he could get out, he would undo that which he had helped to create. And so they had to send our brother onto the ancestral plane. They couldn't have that kind of man out. So if you are a part of that lifestyle, I'm saying to you all, take part and participate in the upkeep and rebuilding of the black community and start on April the 23rd. Go ahead, Brother Richard. Finish your thought, brother.
The only thing I really wanted to say was black power again. And, you know, like Tookie Williams, he has a movie called Redemption with Jamie Foxx playing as a star. I watched that movie while I was in the street, and it changed my life. And what he was talking about was that words are windows. And windows will set you free. And our young people just haven't been set free yet because they don't have enough words, they don't have enough knowledge, they don't have enough wisdom or understanding in them. And once we get those things and get set free, we'll be free as anybody else, if not freer.
Liberate
Black
you,
power.
Man. Black power, Brother Richard. That's Brother Richard. He's with me. He rolls with me, signing in, letting y'all know it. We ain't just talking no on the AMS, we organizing the streets. We got to liberate the youth. And for those of you who love, like Brother Richard doing myself, if you love Tupac, you got to be involved in this National Day of Action. I want to say this. This is right in the line of the code of thug life and the code of conduct and setting up safe zones and all of that. We got to have all of that for April the 23rd. Let's keep it moving. 718-593, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. What's your thoughts? What can we do to help our community and make the National Day of Action successful? Black Power.
Peace. Can y'all hear me?
Peace. We can hear you. What's going on, soldier?
All right, cool. This is Steve J. I'm giving out my number on the air right now before I say what I got to say. 718-593-9582. If you're in New York, Queens, wherever, just holler at me.
What's your thoughts, Brother Steve? What I gotta say
is this. It's a beautiful time that we're living right now, and April 23rd, it's right here and right now. We're talking about shutting a beast down, and to shut this beast down, we gotta change our mind. We gotta start looking each other with love. We got to stop listening to certain music. We got to stop buying certain things. We need to stop supporting our black business partners that are out there. And if you go to my Facebook, I'm gonna give my email. I'll connect you with everybody. If you're new to this, you're gonna get to meet all our leaders, all our brothers and sisters who are doing a great job out there. It's not only about getting together. Once we get together now, then what? You know, we gotta change our mind. We are buying a bunch of stuff out there that we're not supposed to be buying. Because we're supporting the beast. We got to stop supporting that beast. Once we stop supporting the beast and start supporting ourselves, then we could move forward. April 23rd start right here and right now. And after
exactly.
April 23rd, April 24th, 25th, it will be the same mindset. Stop listening to certain music. Stop buying certain things, the liquors. Stop the cigarettes. I'm talking about cleaning our mind. We got to clean our mind. This is what it's about, you know. And
yeah.
Like I said, it's a beautiful time. It's been prophesied, and we just got to make it happen. We got all the knowledge out there. We got the doctors out there. We got this. We got this. We just got to unify and, you know, let's just make it happen.
Brother Steve, we right there with you. We share the same sentiment that as we've said from Minister Malcolm, and we said from so many others that you hear us say, we got to wake up, clean up, and stand up. And so we right there with you. And so on April the 23rd, we can rest assured you're going to be pushing for us to clean up our minds. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to give my number again and my email. My number is 718-593-9582. If you're in New York, I want to hear from you. And my email, stevej@gmail.com. That's stevejayyy@gmail.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Black Power, Brother Steve, we appreciate you and all that you're doing there in the New York area, brother. And we look to organize with you April 23rd and beyond that day, all right?
Peace.
That's Brother Stevie J. Y'all, look, that's New York. New York is getting in. If you're there in Harlem, if you're there in Queens and Staten Island, the Bronx, wherever you're at in New York on April the 23rd, make sure you kick up some dust and organize and do something for yourself. And let me say this before we move to the next caller, that, you know, it don't have to be no cookie-cutter event. Everybody don't have to do the same thing. In one city, if you want to demonstrate, you can demonstrate. Another city, if you want to do some education, you could educate. Another city, if you want to do some clothes giveaways, shoes giveaways, you can do that. If you want to feed the homeless, you can do that. You can do whatever you can think of. You know what I mean? Do something good for the black community, but we're going to advance this into a movement where we take charge of our own destiny. 908-956, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. What's your thoughts? What can we do to uplift the black community, clean ourselves up? Black Power to you.
Black Power, all power to the people, Hotep, free the land, and all that good stuff. This is Brother Bashir Akinyele. Representing Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, my brother. I just want to say this. I sat back and I listened to my brothers and sisters from around the country, man. It just really inspired me to struggle on a little bit more, man. Hearing brothers and sisters saying that they're organizing all kinds of programs, all kinds of things on the day, on the national and international day of action and unity, man, you know, to help empower our people and brown people and poor people, man. It's just inspiring because the reason why I say that, Brother Sean, is because, you know, unfortunately, man, there's because of oppression, man, many of our people have been beat down. They think that they can't stand up. They think they can't organize. They think they can't give up the slave name or the government, as a hip-hop community say, the government name, you know.
Right.
Which is bullshit. You know. But to hear brothers and sisters say they're going to do A, B, and C to help empower our people, it's really enlightening. It's really inspiring, man, you know. But I want to say this too, brother. As my brothers and sisters have been saying around the country, on the National International Day of Unity and Action, in Newark, New Jersey, we're going to be at City Hall. That's 920 Broad Street at 12 p.m. We're trying to call out 1 million brothers and sisters to come out. If we don't get 1 million, that's good. You know, if we get one or two, that's good. But we're going to definitely register. We're going to register thousands of brothers and sisters to vote. All right. And I know some of our brothers and sisters may say, you know, they may say, you know, our voting didn't change anything, you know, but we're going to register folk to vote, but we're going to do some vote education. We're going to push back the Republican Tea Party agenda in the city of Newark. And what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate, you know, some of the issues that are plaguing our city, Newark and the state of New Jersey, in terms of the privatization of the public schools. Collective bargaining issue. I mean, I think that's an issue around the country, but particularly here in Jersey, Governor Christie, man, is going hard against our union brothers and sisters. You know, and of course, genocide, brother. We're gonna raise the issue. We're gonna raise the awareness and organize the community against black genocide that's plaguing the city of Newark and the Newark area. So we're gonna be doing a number of things, brothers. We're gonna be doing a number of things, brother Sean. But again, I just, you know, when I heard in the city of Newark, we're going to be doing a number of things, but when I heard that young brother, one of the young brothers, I can't think of his name right now, and he was talking about the youth, you know, and the issues,
brother Richard,
the problems, brother Richard, right. That really touched me, brother. That really touched me, man. Cause you know, I'm a school teacher in the Newark public schools, man. And you know, what he said is definitely, the mentality of young people today. And if we just struggle a little bit, if we just struggle a little bit, we just put aside our differences a little bit, you know, we put aside our egos a little bit, our ideological differences that we have with each other, you know, just a little bit, man, we can really help our young people, you know, because,
exactly,
you know, I don't want to say, you know, I mean, I may sound corny, but young people definitely are our future, you know. Yes, the village is broken, but, you know, on the national, on Saturday, April 23rd, the National International Day of Unity in Action, we get a chance to fix the village, man, you know. And I'm pleading with the black nation out there. Hey, your brother, I'm pleading with y'all, all right? Let's put aside our differences just for one day and work together to empower our people just for one day, brothers and sisters. I'm pleading with the black nation. And that's everybody, every set, every hood, every organization, every religious community, every high science community, you know, let's just put aside our differences for one day, just for one day, all right? We hope that we do it many more days after that, but just for one day, let's show our people in the world that the black voice and brown voice and the voices of oppressed people are not silent, you know, that we are speaking loud and we speaking strong on that day. This is Brother Bashir Akinyele, member and organizer of the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. Amongst so many other organizations, you know, our Newark Anti-Violence Coalition is in the streets every Wednesday shutting down traffic to bring attention to the pandemic disease of violence, genocides, black self-genocide is plaguing the city of Newark. We also, one more announcement, Brother Sean, if I could.
Go ahead,
brother. We're going to be doing a massive anti-violence town hall meeting in the township of Irvington on Friday, April 8th at the Christian Pentecostal Church. That's 105 Harrison Place. It's actually on the corner of Harrison Place and Clinton Avenue in the city of Irvington. We're going to have two special guests. We're going to have the mayor, the Honorable Mayor Wayne Smith, making a guest appearance. And we're also going to have our big brother, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party. And it will be hosted by our big brother, Brother James and Toomey of New York City's Open Line. So we're gonna be doing that at 6 p.m. And then 2 weeks later, we're going to be converging. We're calling on 1 million to converge on the steps of Newark City Hall, 920 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. For more information, you can call 908-956-3523. If I can get that number again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 908-956-3523. Brother Sean,
give me an email.
Yes, sir. Email address is Bashir.Akinyele.com. BashirBashir.com. I'm sorry, let me repeat that again. Bashir, B-A-S-H-I-R dot A-K-I-N-Y-E-L-E at gmail.com. And I want to thank you again, my brother. I'm going to say it in Swahili, Kiswahili, Asante Sana to you. I really want to thank you, brother, for giving many of us, but particularly, you know, Newark, an opportunity to say our piece, man, and again, to unite with the world, with the black nation around the world, man, to make a statement, a strong statement on Saturday, April 23rd.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you so much, Brother Bashir, and thank you for the strong stance that you've taken and you've been taking consistently there in Newark, New Jersey. It's not in vain. You're planting some strong seeds, brother, that will reap benefit, family. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, big brother. Black power, all power to the people. Hotep, peace.
Black power, all power to the people. That's Brother Bashir Akinyele. He's letting you all know. Listen, for you who didn't catch it, if you're there near Newark, New Jersey, hit him up at 908-956-3523. That's 908-956-3523. Some of you scared to give your numbers out. I know how it go. You say, why are you giving your numbers out? Because they already got your numbers. These ain't your phone lines. Give your damn number out. Give your email out. Give your Facebook out. Hell, let it go. You got to get free. And so we have a few more minutes here in the show. I do want to make this announcement here, though, that you all are watching what's happening with the situation in Libya. Our national chairman, he straight up called it Obama. He called the man Obama. But you've been watching what's happening, and so I do want to make the announcement that there will be a massive anti-war march. If you're anywhere near Harlem, there will be a massive anti-war march near Harlem down 125th Street. And a rally at the Harlem office building on 423. On 423, there will be a massive anti-war march in Harlem. And you're going to be hearing more about this. You know what I mean? We're taking you back to the spirit of the Panther Party. Let me tell you something. If you love you some Huey P. Newton, if you love you some Bobby Seale, if you love you some Erica Huggins, some Elaine Brown, if you love you some Angela Davis, if you love you some Asada Shakur, and if you love you some Geronimo Pratt, Mumia Abu-Jamal, this is what they were doing, family. This is what they were doing. They were kicking up dust, and they were doing this in the 60s, huh? When TV went off at 12 o'clock, they were doing this day in and day out. They were kicking up dust against the Vietnam War and so many other things. And so you better not put their name in your mouth. If you ain't willing to kick up dust on no National Day of Action, you can't claim none of the leaders for real. If you ain't willing to kick up no dust on no National and International Day of Action, this ain't the 60s no more. It's 2011. This thing is reaching a boiling point. And so, dear family, we're going to keep on holding the line and pushing the line. We're going to push the line. I want to hear from you all, dear Black Nation. Like I said again in the last few minutes, take the email, nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. That's nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Email us, register your city, register your name, register yourself. Text only at 502-299-8530. Again, that's 502-299-8530. You can get involved wherever you're at. Hit us on Facebook, National Day of Action page on Facebook. We will help you organize. We'll get you a press kit. We'll get you whatever you need to get yourself started. And you got to get yourself going wherever you are. We're going to come black to you. We're going to come black to you this Wednesday. We'll be black to you this Wednesday at 11 Eastern for another Power Pack presentation of Black Power Radio. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, we intend to make it the strongest, most revolutionary, most militant, most active, most organized radio broadcast anywhere to be found in the hells and smells of North America. Anywhere to be found in the hells and the smells of North America. You will not be able to say when the record is said and done. You will not be able to say when the record is said and done. that we did not give you an opportunity to go for freedom, that we didn't give you an opportunity to draw your line in the sand, that we did not give you an opportunity to make your stake known and your presence known in this world. You can't say that, dear family. You won't be able to say that. And so you shouldn't be able to say that. We've got to stand up and be bold in this hour and not let our ancestors down and not let yourself down. Let me say that. Stop looking for a leader. Stop looking for some leader to lead you somewhere and take you somewhere and show you which way to damn go. Hell, you got to be your own leader in this hour. We done had so many great ones that have come, both male and female, and we got enough now to be able to do something. You got to take yourself now and take yourself to the right course of where you got to go. We got to begin to organize now, family. Organize, organize, organize. We will not let the spirit of Kwame Ture die. We will not let the spirit of those who have come before us to build and to mold us die. It cannot die. It will carry us through in this hour. And so I do want to bring on a special guest now. I do want to bring on a special guest now. My dear family, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, help me to welcome to Black Power Radio this town hall address of our National Day of Action. We're going to hear from now the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and founder for Black Lawyers for Justice. This is Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power.
Black Power and all power to the people. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep, free the land and black laws for all black people. Peace and Islam. To all those who are listening, in our radio listening audience who are a member of the black or the brown or the darker nations, it is March 21st, 2011. I'm certainly not going to be long. I'm going to continue to talk about this day of action and to be a part of this panel. But obviously we have to mention critical and crucial things that are going on right before our very eyes. So giving the greetings and coming in the name of our God and in the name of our ancestors who have struggled and went before us. When we come in the name of God and his prophets, we think about the Elijah of the Old Testament and that Elijah Muhammad that was raised up from Black Bottom, Detroit, Michigan. We think about Moses, a liberator we read about in the Bible. But we also got to think about a black Moses named Marcus Mosiah Garvey. So as we give thanks to God and the prophets of old, I want to give thanks also to a prophet named Noble Drew Ali. And so to all of those who have come, we have been divinely gifted and divinely blessed. And certainly in this hour, we are divinely challenged. And as we look around the planet Earth and the globe, war has broken out. As we talk about April 23rd, 2011, we have to look at April 23rd in the context of war that has been declared on Africa. And a war that had been declared on African people under the guise of an attack of the Libyan regime under the leadership of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. We are reminded now of the gravity of this problem we face. We are reminded now of the serious international, global, even universal problem that we face. We are reminded now how awesome this beast is, how dreadful this beast is, how terrifying this beast is. The book of Revelation say, woe to the beast. Who can make war with the beast? Daniel saw this beast, and Daniel, and he was frightening looking. How do your disputes with one another look in comparison to the gravity of the problem that we face? How do your little tribal disputes look in comparison to the awesomeness of this international monster that we face? Headed up and led now, unfortunately, by a bamboozling, Uncle Tom, boot-licking, buck-dancing, half-white, white-minded, mulatto, neo-colonialist, imperialist, Negro, named Barack Obama. Black power? That's what I said. You know I ain't going to talk long tonight, because if I talk too long tonight, I'll go to jail. So I better keep it brief. And an advisement to all of you in this hour, as serious as this hour is, don't let emotion make you go out here and say something in this hour that can get you taken off of the streets. Because we need y'all on the streets. And this problem is serious. This enemy is serious. And this situation is very serious. And that's why we need to stand up on April 23rd. On April 23rd, we got to stand up. That's the least we could do. When Africa is being bombed. Once again, how do your disputes look when the devil is attacking Africa? How do your disputes look when you see a master deceiver at work? Huh? Obama's not in charge of this. He's a puppet on a string, but he's a willing puppet. He's in over his head. The CIA is over his head. The Pentagon is over his head. His knowledge of the pressures of the Oval Office and being involved in a white supremacist labyrinth is all twisted up in this. He would approve some attack on poor little Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, poor little Gaddafi. Say he is oppressing his people. Don't give me that bullshit. Gaddafi's oppressing his people. Have America oppressed us? Have America oppressed the Red Indian? Have America drowned us in the lakes, the rivers, brooks, and the streams? Have white America hung us from the trees and shot us in the head and dropped our bodies by the highway? Have Britain and France robbed the black nations and buried our bodies under a rubble heap? Who put a no-fly zone over America? Who put a no-fly zone over England? Who put a no-fly zone under France? I said, woe to the beast. Who can make war with the beast? How do your petty disputes look? I'm Nation of Islam. I'm not with Farrakhan. I'm Nation of Islam. I'm with Farrakhan. I'm Nation of Islam. Don't know who the hell I am. I'm New Black Panther Party. I'm original Black Panther Party. I'm Black Panther Nation. I follow Huey Newton. I follow George Jackson. I'm with Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm with Khalid Muhammad. I'm with Bobby Seale. He's a goddamn fool. I'm a Crip. I'm a Blood. Now I'm rolling 60 Crip. I'm 8-Tray Gangsta Crip. You better wake up fast. quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Methodist. I'm in the Pentecostal. I'm a Holy Ghost. I'm a Holy Roller. You know, it's really, really starts to put this thing in perspective, brothers and sisters. You really got to put this in perspective and look at ourselves, all of us, and see why there's a need for us to come together. We got to come together. On April 23rd and beyond April 23rd, we got to show that we can settle our differences. That's the first step in dealing with this beast. See, this beast is so awesome. He got such a head start. He got so many aircraft carriers, so many fighter planes, so many cruise missiles, nuclear weapons, that it's going to take a whole lot of work to build up a black nation and to counter that. We're trying to get you to accomplish baby steps against a man made from Yakub, called the Master of Divide and Rule. He's the Master of Divide and Rule. And so my plea tonight to you all is for unity and solidarity, and settle your differences, and to love ye one another, and to love your people to go enough to get up and go out in your community and tell them the truth that will save them and to liberate them. Tell them the truth that will get them to stop killing each other. Give them a program that they can come into that they can stop killing each other. Give them the truth on police brutality. Give them the truth on the war on Africa and this bombing. Give them a program. Give them a glass of water because they're thirsty out there. Give them guidance. Give them unity. Show them that we as a conscious community can come together and offer some leadership. They're dry bones scattered all out there in the valley. And you all can be like saviors, plural. You can go out there and you can breathe the right breath and go out there with the right spirit and the right message, and you can bring them together. They need guidance. They know something is wrong in the world, but they can't put their finger on it. They know that a bully bombing that little man, they know something's wrong with it. You know, they can't quite explain it. So we need you to go out to the streets. That's my message tonight. And I probably shouldn't speak too long. I know I shouldn't speak too long, because if I speak too long, I'll be taken off of the streets, and then I won't be here for the day of action, and that will serve the interests of the enemy. But I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed in Barack Obama. Very disappointed. I'll take some questions. And we all can take some questions. We can go back to the panel now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody's standing by, hearing what's on your mind and feeling your spirit. They're finally, if you have any questions for the national chairman in this town hall forum, in this radio broadcast, you press number one. Just press the one. The lines are jam-packed. And so if you don't press one, I'm just going to assume you're listening. 347-548, you're on the air, the National Chairman, Town Forum, Black Power.
Good evening, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
Hi, hope my call doesn't drop. I just wanted to say I'm glad that this call of action has been called. I'm calling from New York City. It's desperately needed. And I just wanted to comment on what the brother said. You know, I'm not disappointed in Obama. I'm glad he has been a disappointment to us, because I think we as a people need to see that our salvation is not in a man. Our salvation is in us, in the God in us. I think black people as a whole needed to see that, you know, to stop looking outside themselves for their savior and to look within themselves. Since we've been here, we've been marching and protesting and begging to be a part of a country that never wanted us to be a part of it. You know, we got laws on the books that don't work for us, that work against us. We got people we put in office that turned around and betrayed us. And the whole world saluted a man to the ascendancy of presidency who has abandoned us as a people. So, yes, it's time that we as a people come together for the sake of ourselves and for the sake of our seed. And like someone else said earlier on the line, yes, you can stand for yourself. Yes, stand for yourself for the sake of yourself. Come out for your salvation, for your own salvation. Tell the truth concerning what's going on. The brother said earlier, if I speak too long, I may not be there with you, because that is the time that we're living in today, that you don't, you no longer have the right to even stand out in defense of your own self. You no longer have the right to speak out in defense of the truth of all the things that's coming against you as a people. Half of us want to remain enslaved in this society, and the other half is trying to pull us out. But we must come together on this day. You know, it's a God-ordained day that we as a people must come forth and stand against the powers against us and tell the truth concerning ourselves, tell the truth concerning the enemy. Right before our faces, our young black men are being incarcerated in prison for nothing, based on laws or policies that have been created where they had the right to take you off the street, handcuff you, lock you up, and make you become a slave, working for free for private industry benefits. And now they're working on the women. You're losing your houses. You have no jobs. The enemy, the government, is taking your money and using it among its friends, banks and corporations. You march and you plead for your rights and your benefits, and you have nothing. Cut, cut, cut. Your schools have been taken. Your housing has been taken. Everything that you lay claim on as yours, you're discovering that you never had it in the first place. You need to come out to this march. You need to stand for the sake of yourself and your children. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Where's your Savior at? Where's the one that called to deliver you? A lot of you still got hope in a white man you put in office. According to the word of God, when he sends someone for you, he's going to send someone from among you that looks like you, that's been where you've been, that knows your issue and ain't afraid to stand up there and tell the truth concerning you and your situation. And I will be there. I fully intend to be there, to stand up for what I know is right. You know, you can't call yourself a holy man of God and turn your face away from the oppressions that you see every day right outside your door. You can't call yourself liberated and care not for the liberation of your people. That's God's work. That's a stand of righteousness to come against unrighteousness.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
There's nothing unlawful and illegal about it.
Let me ask you a question. My sister, I love your spirit, black woman. I love your spirit. What city are you calling from?
New York City.
New York City. That's beautiful. Well, that's the city I want to talk about, sister, because
Amen.
We're going to be getting these flyers out this week. And we're going to have to march against and rally against this war in New York.
Amen.
All wars. The war going on Africa, the war on the education. And at the bottom of the list, well, somewhere in the middle, will be the war we wage on ourselves.
Yes.
So we're not going to come out here and apologize to this white man, this international criminal. We have to tell the world that we are not a part of this. We have to let it be known, lest we be judged by the nations of the earth as being co-signers on to this beast. We got to clear the deck and let them know that this policy of the U.S. government don't speak for us. And this quote-unquote black man does not speak for us. He is not one of us. And so we collectively have to stand up. We're in 50 different cities. And so you're right in a great extent, sister. There cannot be no, in this sense, in this instance, there cannot be a Malik Zulu Shabazz to speak in 50 cities at one time. That's mathematically impossible. We all going to have to take out and stand up and rise up and show ourselves worthy of being the foundation of a stone for a new world order. So please, sister, you stay in touch. You stay in touch right now at 502-299-8530 so that we can link up with you this week and get you the flyers for New York and get these posters out in New York and start rattling and shaking the dry bones in New York. We have to come together. I am publicly on this radio saying that if there are any leaders left in New York, no, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it because I don't want to dislike. I'm be careful with how I come across because I don't want to give off any opening to the enemy in this hour. I'm saying if there are any left who I have not settled my differences with, and the new Black Panther Party have not settled our differences with in New York City or Newark, New Jersey, or any city in the hells of America, let this serve as a hit of the reset button. And we are offering, again, to end our disputes or beefs with any member of the nationalist, Pan-Africanist, Muslim, or Black or darker community. We have a refresh of an offering for peace.
Amen.
And for peace treaties. Because we need to unite. We have to unite. I don't even want to go no further against this beast without having 100% unity. And I'm prepared to conduct myself in a way that will promote that unity. All right, so I'm looking forward, sister. Let's roll. What's your name, Queen?
I'm adopted daughter of the New Black Panther Party here in New York. They know me as Mayasa Shakur. They adopted me and gave me that name.
Let's go get our people. Let's go get them. Let's go fish them. Let's go get them in the streets.
Amen.
Let's go out here and do what we got to do. We got a divine mission. If we don't stand up and do the right thing in the world under the spirit of Ma'at, if we don't do the right thing and the good thing in the world at this time, darkness and Satan will certainly overtake it. There is no mystery God, sister. We don't represent God. God can be crushed by the forces of Satan. We got to do this or die trying. Let's go on to the next caller. Love you.
Amen.
We're going to move quickly and take as many calls as we can. I'm assuming we're only on the air for 38 more minutes. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's all we got. Gave a little more time to stretch out with, but that's all we got.
All right, well, let's move through some callers and see what we got. I know that next week, I do want to say that we want all of the cities, move and get your flyers out right away. Get your flyers out right away by any means necessary. Let's put them out on the streets now, 30 days in advance. On Wednesday, it will be March 23rd, and that will mark the 30-day deadline to get the flyers out. If you want to be successful, if you want to get in the right propaganda areas and get your message out early, trust me, we're experts in this. We know the game. You got to get your message out early, especially amongst our people. Get started right now. Don't say you don't have no flyer money. Get that flyer money. By any means, show that you can make something happen. Otherwise, you're not even, you know what I mean? This white man makes something happen. You got to be able to raise $100 or so. He's shooting cruise missiles. We're asking you to raise $100 for some flyers, man. Come on. We got a long way to go to get to our ultimate goal, which is the United States of Africa. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of aircraft carriers to buy. We got a lot of factories to build, a lot of people to feed, a lot of armies to raise, a lot of navies to raise. Oh, we got so much to do. It's going to take a lifetime doing it to prepare the way for our babies to achieve the victory. That's what nations and peoples of character do. They carry out strong actions of sacrifice so that the next generation can benefit. Get the flyers out this week. Next week, we want everybody to have a news conference. Call a news conference anywhere. Call it where you're having the rally. Send your flyers and your information and your releases to the media saying the day of action is being held wherever it's being held in your city. Have your news conference at that location. Call the press out. Tell the press you are denouncing this war and get some other people to come stand with you and denounce the war and say on April 23rd you will be rallying. Say you are denouncing all wars, the war by the U.S. government on Africa and the war by black youth on themselves. Open your mouths next week. Call your news conference. Get your media contacts. Go on Google online and look up news media. Charlotte, North Carolina, and they'll give you a whole list. We can't do it all for you. Time is running too fast. You got to wake up, stand up, clean up, and get ready right now for this mission. For this mission is only one of a long journey we got to go on. Let's knock this thing out quick and strong and show that we can stand up and organize some rally and some people and see where we go next. For the world is in flux and it changed, and the duty calls the African. Take me to the call.
All right. 616-322, you're on the air with the national chairman of Open Town Forum, Black Power. All right, let's move forward. 215-839, you're on the air. Your mic's open. The national chairman, national forum, Black Power. 215, your mic is open. Go right ahead. All right, they disconnected.
There's plenty of government out there tonight. Don't worry about that.
All right, let's see. 973-592, you're on the air with the national chairman, Town Forum, Black Power. 973-592, your mic is open, Black Power. All right. That's all the questions right now, Brother Chairman.
All right. So, with that being said, I know we started at a new hour tonight. There's no need to go on longer. We need to get off of this call and get on our call and handle our business and move this thing forward. If there are any other, matter of fact, that's it. Black Power, we'll see you next week at this same time, the new time, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Black Power.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation.